Okay, I'm going to be honest. It's going to be difficult for me to keep this one super short because the assignment itself, it's a posed question. Is it ever in the best interest of a marketer to encourage potential customers to carry out an extended pre-purchase search? Why or why not? Well, first of all, we have to establish what a pre-purchase search is. In chapter 15 of the book, the whole thing is geared towards this incredible thing we call information search. When consumers are looking for information. And in this chapter, you're learning about different ways whereby people go about searching this internal search, which is the stuff they already know. They're searching within themselves. What do I know? What is my current understanding of this situation? Can I make a decision based on my perception and the information that I know? If I cannot, then it's going to go to an external search, which is what you would imagine a search is, involving, as the book says, quote, involving independent sources, personal sources, marketer-based information, product experience, so forth and so on, right? Going out, getting the information, looking on the internet, test driving stuff, feeling stuff, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So the question on the table in this consumer behavior class, I would argue, is kind of philosophical in nature. Is it ever in our best interest as marketers to encourage potential customers to actually do an extended purchase search? I submit, for the case of this assignment, again, I could go on forever, but I'm going to keep this like super, super brief. The answer to this lies in actually chapter 14, where it talks about the investment that people make in their decisions. Basically, how much risk is involved in the consumer making the decision? The answer actually lies in chapter 14, where it talks about, on page 498, there is such a thing as purchase involvement, which is defined as the level of concern for or interest in the purchase process triggered by the need to consider a particular purchase. Now, of course, that's different as the product involvement, but I'm going to focus specifically on the purchase involvement. What's the risk? That's the question. What is the risk that the customer is actually facing when making this decision? It's going to come down to what are they risking. In other words, this is turning into one of those "it depends" YouTube videos, which is the worst, right? They lead you through an entire description and end the whole thing with, well, it depends on what you're looking for. Because at the end of the day, that's what this is. It's going to depend on how much involvement the customer has, at least for my marketing strategy and my immediate gut reaction. Is it ever in the best interest for a marketer to encourage an extended pre-purchase search? Well, that depends. How confident are you in the thing that you're marketing? Because the truth is, if the person is very, very involved in this decision, if they're vested in the decision, in the purchase decision, then doing some kind of an extended pre-purchase search is actually going to put you at risk if you don't have your crap together. That's just the truth. If you do not have confidence in how you stack up against the competition, are you offering a legit solution? Are you actually the clear choice when seeking out this solution? Doing an extended pre-purchase search is actually going to hurt you if you don't have it together, because if you do an extended one, odds are they're going to find a solution that is not you. So if they are highly involved, if there is an investment for these customers, in other words, if this is some kind of, as the book says in page 500, some kind of nominal decision, which means it's a habitual decision. We're talking brands. If you are talking about a product that you are marketing to people that are already in your circle, there's not a lot of pre-searching that's going to need to be done. Sure, go ahead. Feel free to encourage it, because they're probably going to come right back to you because they are habitually drawn to your brand. All of this is going to come down to purchase involvement. Okay, if there is no need for them to consider the ramifications of a purchase, there's not going to be a lot of extended stuff. So yeah, do it. Encourage them to do so, because frankly, all you're going to do is build trust in your brand. You said, you know what? Go for it. Do the extended search and you're going to trust me. On the other hand, if you're serving a product that there is not a lot of purchase involvement that is required, meaning it's a pretty simple thing, do not encourage them to do pre-purchase searches. Why? Get them to buy now. That's where a lot of this buy now comes from. on these like late night commercials, do it now, do it now, do it now, encouraging people to purchase it now, because frankly, the stakes aren't that high. If they purchase something that is low risk and potentially high reward, there's not a lot of thinking that goes into it. So why encourage them to delay the sale? Those are my thoughts. If you have any questions, let me know. Otherwise, we will see you in the next subject. Thanks.